Morning dawned warm with the promise of a hot sunny day. Steam rose in drifting tendrils from the mossy riverbank as Corporal Rubberdub marched about sounding reveille.
Rubberdub-dub, dubba-dubba-dee-dub, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom!
The Painted One's leader clapped both bandaged paws to his aching head and glared pleading at Rubberdub, who merely smiled and leaned close to the rat's ear to give him the full benefit of his skills.
Boom-bitty-boom-bitty-boom!
Major Perigord stretched languidly, issuing morning orders as he did.
Rise and shine, troop. Afraid we can't take the chance of breaking our fast hereabouts. What with the flipping forces of darkness up there in the arboreal verdance, waiting to take a crack at us and rescue old Shavaka What's-His-Face. We'll cross the river lower down and don the nosebag when we're well away from here. Those painted chaps can have their boss waller back once we've crossed the river. Break camp, Sergeant.
Torgok, looking fresh as a daisy, saluted stiffly.
Aye, aye, sir. Midge, Ripple, move yourselves. Tear and Tarry, make sure that fire's well doused before you leave. Rockjaw, sling that injured vermin over your shoulder. Officers, lead off. Are the reins flinging up the rear?
Rockjaw threw the rat over one shoulder, chatting to Lieutenant Morio as he did.
What does the Major mean by arboreal verdance, sir?
Arboreal verdance. Let me see. I rather think it means treetops, leafy green ones.
Oh, then why didn't he say treetops?
But why should he when he knows how to say words like arboreal verdance?
Rockjaw cuffed the mourning rat lightly.
Hush thy noise, or I'll give thee something to mourn about, and you won't see your arboreal verdance again.
They crossed the river at the ford, which was littered with huge rocks, providing good stepping stones. Behind them, the foliage rustled and trembled as the painted ones followed, anxious as to the fate of their chieftain. Perigord soon dispelled their fears by frog-hopping the hobbled rat back to the last stepping stone, where he left him to be rescued by his own kind, but not without a severe warning. Fearlessly, the Major drew his sabre and pointed it at the swaying tree cover.
Listen up now, every slack-jawed one of you. My name is Major Perigord Habil Sinistra, but don't for a moment think that because I'm left-pawed I can't use this blade. If you don't improve your ways, I'll return here, me and my warriors, and we'll chop you all up and eat you. Got that? Now, we didn't eat your leader simply because he's a coward and a bully, and that'd make him taste bad. If I were you chaps, I'd set about finding a new commander today. Now, if you've understood all that, and you probably haven't if you're as dense as old Shaverchops here, then take heed, because I'm perilous, and don't make idle threats. I bid you a good morn.